This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
We are not that far away from the 4th of July, and that means fireworks in the Umpqua Valley. Amanda Linehan here with the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee. You guys have been working on this for a while.
Yes, we have. It's a never-ending, exciting event to be planning. We are constantly working on it, and we are very excited for the 23 season.
And, of course, over the years, the fireworks show has shifted around in different locations in the Umpqua Valley, and different groups overseeing it. You guys have been doing it now for a few years.
That is correct. We've been doing it now for the last, four or five years now, and it's been in multiple different locations, but we've kind of settled at the Douglas County Fairgrounds last few years as our home base, as it's a great place to see the fireworks, and it's kind of just localized for everyone in Douglas County.
And going back, that's where it was for a long time before it started moving around a bit. Of course, as we went through the pandemic, there were some shifts and some things there. But talk about what you have planned on the 4th.
Yeah, so the 4th of July this year, we are working side by side with the Douglas County Dirt Track, and we are hosting the 4th of July down at the Speedway. We are really excited to host a car show. We started that last year, and it went really well, and our community really seemed to enjoy it, so we are kind of just continuing with that. And that'll start at 2 o'clock this year, and then from there, we'll be doing our first season of dirt track racing for the 4th of July, which we're really excited about. They're going to have a late model series come through, along with dwarf cars. And then we'll finalize the night with wonderful fireworks right at 10 o'clock.
So if people want to come out, what do they need to know?
So coming out to the fairgrounds this year, parking is $10 for a carload of people. And then to enter the event itself and to watch the car show and the show for racing, it's $10 a person, and 12 and under are free. And we suggest everyone come down. There'll be some food trucks, lots of wonderful vintage cars. We've been working closely with the graffiti committee, and we'll have some of their vehicles out there. And we're really excited to have just a wonderful event and show off cars, racing and non-racing, and then fireworks.
And I think graffiti actually kicks off the next day.
It does, yeah. We're really excited to be able to work with them. But yeah, their big kickoff is the very next day. So we're hoping just to add to what they're doing.
Just kind of into the mix there. And obviously, fireworks shows, well, not everybody knows this, but fireworks shows are not cheap to pay for, hence a lot of fundraising and the need to charge people to come out as well.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the one thing that is fantastic about our community is, you know, Roseburg Honda has really stepped up and has been our title sponsor for the last 2 years, and we're so thankful for them. But then also at the same time, we've got other wonderful, great partners that come through, like Cow Creek, a tribe of Umpqua Indians, First Community Credit Union, and then of course tons and tons of other you know, local businesses that have stepped forward. We're so thankful for them, and we are, you know, incredibly grateful that they continue to support this organization.
Now, the car show last year, one of the things I liked about it was just some of the unique cars. There were some really awesome cars and fun to look at.
Yeah. The great thing about our car show is that we don't limit anything right now. It's all makes, all models, all years, anything. We want all of it to be out there because we don't want to limit anyone's availability to see different types of cars, whether it's a rice burner or a vintage, you know, a vintage vehicle and or a rat rod. We want it all out there.
There are so many people with classic cars around the Umpqua Valley, and honestly, probably about this weekend is when we're going to start seeing them out there. As people get them out of the garage and, you know, dust it off and ready for graffiti and just this time of year.
Yeah, it's so true. And I know that for myself and my family, it's a national holiday, graffiti is. So for us to be able to, you know, have a little piece of that is exactly what we're hoping to do.
So 4th of July, again, run through the time of all the elements.
Yeah, so 2 o'clock is when the car show starts and all the gates open up at the Douglas County Dirt Track. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be doing prizes and awards for that car show. And then directly following that, the dirt track will start to pack it in and get things ready to rock and roll right at 6 o'clock is their game time there. And then racing will end around 9:45 with fireworks starting right at 10.
All right, perfect. Amanda Linehan from the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
8:36, and this is the Morning Report.